بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Okay, as you know, the topic of self-building, we had 10 sessions so far, and we talked about different topics related to this steps of spirituality. Today's discussion I titled it by my best friend. One of the important cases that we have it both in our external and internal life. Again, let's go first to the external one, and inshallah then try to know what's going to do with this title in our internal. You know that human being is a social existence, and that probably actually we don't have the experience, but in the usual life that we have and the experience that we have, none of the human being could be alone, and that loneliness itself is a kind of ill or sick for the human being. They cannot be alive. It's not just to be to say that, okay, when we have one person in, let's say for example, in an area, it's by himself or herself, and he can take, for example, the properties and the supplies and different things, so it's okay. No. To be alone itself is a problem for human being, because the sense of human being requires to be social, and that the social level of human being life is not just to help each other, or let's say to remove the barriers for each other, or probably take for example different jobs to have different places with different ways for help. No, it isn't the case. Being alone is a problem for human being. That when you stay some, you know that when they put the people, individual, the those people who do crime in a cell, individually itself is a punishment. To be alone is a kind of punishment for human beings. So human being is a social existence, and friendship is one of the manifestation, one of the features of the this social life that we have it. This thing that we try to find our friend from the early ages of our life, that it is like a kind of feature that started like in when the child is 2-3 years old. This is the cases, this is sign that shows that we human beings are social. Nobody teach the human being at the very beginning of his life or her life to find your friend. You can have this experience that I have, by the way, a 1 year old baby, and I can I have this experience right now, that when she looks for the one person right now, because for example she is alone, so she feels so bad. This is my job right now to help with her, and play with her, and you know, this is a very usual, this is normal, this is the essence of human being, to be social and looking for friend as one of the social features that we human being have. In our external life, this friendship has different reasons. One of these is to be, one of the cases is the social activity that we have it, that I mentioned here. A social need is one of the reasons that we look for friendship, that our essence requires to be social. But because we are looking for somebody to talk with, or maybe to live with, some like these kind of cases, and probably sometimes for help or something like this, You may add some of the other reasons, that these are the reasons that we are looking for friends. Specifically, in some of specific ages that we have it, right? I told you that in the very beginning of childhood, in psychology, that we learn it, that like 3 years old, looking for friends. In teenagers, when they start, for example, like 12, let's say 13, 14, so they are again start to look for new friends, and sometimes even they prefer the friends to the parents and the other relatives that they have it. Okay. From here, I have another question that, okay, this is the usual instance that we have it, that we are looking for friends. When we have a friend, here you may help me, that when we have a friend, how we can distinguish that she or he is my friend, and what is my position to? That I call it here, what are the signs in this friendship? You may refer to yourself and see that, okay, somebody is my friend. What is the features that, what is the position that I have with her, and what do I do in during my life? Very important. I mean, that here this is not the class to say talk about the social activity here and say, okay, we are talking about friendship. Yeah, friendship is important. I have some discussions in friendship itself. We can discuss it psychologically. We can discuss it socially. But this is not the main goal that we have it here. Anyhow, it is important for a step to forward for our internal one. No, because of this, I try to focus on the signs that we have it. That what are the signs that we have or in external life in friendship. I try to have some of the words and some of the features. You may again correct it or add it, add some new things to that. One of the main important feature is remembrance. Here actually remembrance means to remember. When you have somebody as your friend, and if you call it the best friend, that is usual among the teenagers, for example, that they say, okay, that person is my best friend. What do you mean by that? The most important feature that we probably can find it in that is that, okay, anywhere and always that person is in our mind. And even sometimes, I don't know, probably we dream, even when we are not awake, but asleep, during the school time, when we are at home, on phone, whatever, you know, this is a kind of remembrance that we have it, and probably you can the experience of that. Sometimes, this is a relative one that I probably prefer somebody to the others, but when I find that this is my best friend, so one of the features is that, okay, always and anywhere, and even when I'm talking to somebody, I remember my friend. Some percent of modesty to her. When she's my friend, so I try to submit, I try to satisfy the need of her. And that when she asking me prefer something, so I try to be so modest to her and to my friend. And I'm that a kind of, let's say, is a kind of relative, again, because of this I put a question here. Some percent of, let's say 10%, 20%, but anyhow, I try to submit myself, and that, and the reason is that I want my friend's satisfaction, not to miss this friendship. And because of that, after that, according to this modesty that I have, I try to follow my friend. Say that, okay, let's do that. Okay, let's go. You know, it's very usual in our life. Sometimes we say that, okay, why did you do that? And you say that, okay, because my friend asked me. You know that even in when we are in a correct way, that it right path that we have it, and say that okay, this is a like even let's say in our religious atmosphere that it is halal, but I prefer to do it because my friend asked me, and sometimes God forbid, then probably in a haram way, but again we ask those people, why did you do that, and say that okay, this is because of the friendship. It's not a sin to say that because my friend asked me and I prefer to do it. Following is a feature of friendship. Yes, you have to find your friend in a correct way. But when you found it and you have it right now, this is this person is my friend, following is a usual one. You cannot say that, okay, we cannot say to two people that, okay, you are free to find your friend, but when you found your friend, try not to follow all the, for example, satisfactions that they have it. No, this is the usual one, this is the human being nature, and we have to, this is no choice for us. So the first step is to, where should we find the friend? So following is, again, one of the features. And I put the word rest here, I'm not sure if it's a very exact word, but when you are with your friend, so you feel calm. Is a kind of tranquility that, okay, let's be my, it is a good time because I was with my friend. To be calm, to be rest, and that is kind of not in a bad position that I'm in a good mood because when I'm in with my friend, I had a very good time. Why? Because, for example, today I had a chance to be with my friend in a very open way, for example. Okay, so these are the things that we probably have it in our external life. And in parentheses, I have two slides here, two three slides, that here we are not going to talk about the friendship. But again, I'm telling that in parentheses, just a very short discussion, that friendship in Islam has a separate discussion, a very wide discussion that I call you, I'm going to ask you to refer to this discussion and see that, because this is the case that you probably challenge with that, and you may also have this discussion for the others, that what is the case for friendship, what are the ways, how we can find, what are the criteria that Islam, and if we are following, for example, say that, okay, we are believers and following Allah, so what Allah asks us from this very nature that we have it? God created us in a way to find your friend. God created us in a social level. So you cannot say that, okay, I don't want to have friend because I have another friend, for example. No, I want to be with God. No, this is your nature that you are created according to. But how we can find it, what are the criteria, what are the features that we have it, this is one of the important discussions that, this is not our discussion right now. But in a very short way, we have like this kind of important topics in friendship, that it's not that it is in a sense related to our discussion today, but that when we are doing for the sake of Allah, according to the discussions that we had it before, and we found that okay, the only way that we have to follow it is to go toward Allah. Remember that we had the discussion that be the best is a recommendation that we have it. This is the title, this is the goal, this is the destination that had to be the best. And to be the best is to be as more as close to Allah. So all activity be in this way. And one of the activity that we have it is to find our friendship and to be and to act, and to behave with our friends. So what is the way? They call it to be. And the traditions is called this friendship to be in for the sake of Allah, and that even the friendship itself can be as the enmity also can be for the sake of Allah. Why I am enemy, for example, to that person, and why I'm a friend of that person, both can be it's possible to be in the way of Allah. And one of the interesting traditions that we have it again in parentheses here is And that one of the helpful traditions and one of the helpful ways to find your friend is that it says, أحب إخواني من أهدى إلي عيوبي. My best friend is whoever offers me my fault. It's very unusual, yeah? Because we prefer the friends, those people who encourage us for everything. Okay, that was very good. If you know, among the boys, specifically when they go in the street and do something that like by motorcycle and something like that, and these are the friends that said, oh, okay, was very, you know, fantastic. But say that, no, أَحَبُّ إِخْوَانِي, the best friend is to give me my fault. The thing that we don't like it. Especially when we are directly saying the fault. But friendship, this is a requirement of friendship. That if you really my friend, so you have to guide me. Okay. Anyhow, again, we are not going to talk here about the friendship. And just we gonna take the example of external aspect. But what about the spiritual friendship that we have it? I repeat it, that we human beings are social beings and we are looking for friends. It's not the case that you cannot say that, oh, I don't like it. This is the essence that we have it. This is the fitra that we have it. Yes, probably you are sometimes in some mood that you are not in a mood to talk to somebody, say that I prefer to be alone. Yeah, it is very exceptional. But in a very normal, usual case, we are looking for friends. And we like it. This is the nature that we ask it. According to that, when we have the external aspect of that, surely we have the internal one. I mean that we can use from this to go to the internal one. In the internal one, according to the Quranic verses that we can look at, we can have a very big division here. And that this is the first beginning of the division, that you may find your friend in this way, that we can call it satanic, and the other one that is divine. We have two verses, that these are two examples of the verses, and we have some more, but right now we have these two. The first one is the chapter 4, verse 38. That started with this, that actually it is not the complete translation that I have it here, but says that وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, who donate the wealth, their wealth, رَأَى النَّاسِ, just to show the people, and that it is just showing, وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and don't believe in God, وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and they don't believe in hereafter. These are the criteria of those people. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا. Whoever, who so taken Satan for a companion, a bad friend hath he. So this is one of the cases that when we have this division here, one part of our division of friendship can be like this. When Quran says that whoever do so, it means that there are somebody who finds their friend from the among the satanic division part. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا, whoever shaitan is his friend, فَسَاءَ is too bad, قَرِين friend. And we have the other part, that again chapter 4, like 30 verses after that, that the first one was 38 and this is 69. In the same chapter, وَمَنْ يُتَعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever Yes, I have the whole translation here. Obey Allah, ita'ah here, yuti' Allah, wa rasul, and obey the messenger. Fa'ulaika, so these people are with those unto whom Allah hath shown favor. Fa'ulaika ma'al ladina an'ama Allahu alayhim. Can you remember what is the nearest verse to this among the chapters that we remember it? فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. These people are with those people who whom Allah has shown favor to them. What do we call, what do we have in chapter Hamd? Yes. Our professor. Mm-hmm. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين, the way of those who, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Every time we recite it, yeah, we ask Allah that show us the right path. Which path? The path that you gave it or show it to those people whom you gave them favor. Who are those people? So here we can understand it from this verse, the explanation of that verse in Surah Al-Hamd, that when we ask Allah to put us or show us the right path of those people who you gave them the favor, these are these people here. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the prophets. والصديقين, the saints. Let's say that this is almost the nearest translation to that. Siddiqin is not exactly the saints here, but والشهداء, the martyrs. والصالحين, those people who do right, righteous. So here again, we can use from this explanation, in parentheses, the explanation of Surah Al-Hamd, that, okay, whenever we say that, oh Allah, اهدنا صراط المستقيم, show us or guide us in a right path, صراط الذين, the way of those, أنعمت عليهم, you gave us them, gave them the favor, it means that, oh Allah, show us the right path of the prophets, the saints, the martyrs, and the righteous. Okay, and here is our goal here from this verse, that وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and the best of company are these people. If you are looking for the, so again in this division, that when I call that it is Allah, yes, the last goal is to be with Allah. But the way is to find with those people who are in the same way. So the verse, the first verse, is say that here you have to decide. Let me say something to you, that there is no contradictory with the external friendship and internal one. To say that, okay, sometimes we talk about the external one, here we don't think even about the internal one. And sometimes we go to the internal one when we, for example, pray, when we fast, like that. No, these are not too in contrary with each other to say that, okay, I mean that it's not possible to say that I have some friends in or external, my external life, that it is not in this way of Allah. But at the same time, I can have my friendship in a spiritual level in the part of divine one. I mean that the external one itself could be again first as a example, as an example for our internal one. And the second step is that the external friendship could be an introduction or could be a mean for our internal one. If we are looking for to be, for example, friend with the prophets, so the friend that beside us in our life should be in the way of prophet. We cannot say that, okay, I prefer this, for example, people, I have talking with them, I go to their home, they come to my home, but they don't pray. They don't have any relation with God and religion and like that. But at the same time, I am the friend of the Prophet, of the saints and the others. Yes. In this kind of discussions, we have different questions. Sometimes you are a friend of a person just because you're going to start a guiding. You say that, okay, I try to be friend with somebody just to help her, for example, or guide her in a right path. But sometimes it is just because we are negligent. We don't care. You say that, okay, she's my friend, that's it. I try to be a good friend. But at the same time, when I go home, when I go to mosque, and when I do pray, so I start my friendship with the Prophet, with the, for example, the... No, this is not the case. We cannot have it the... not deliberately, like, put it like that, black and white here. At the same time, we cannot have it both together. We cannot say that, okay, at the same time that my heart is so black, that I'm in a I'm the satanic part, so at the same time, I have the white one. It's not possible. Don't say that. No, it's possible. You see this in this slide. It happened that at the same time we have black and white. No, it is a crazy objection to me because that part that is white is not the black one. So we have to start it from the external one. Again, I repeated that when we talk about the external things here, we have two things. That one is an example, just to take an example for the internal one. But the second part is that we have to start our spiritual and internal friendship from the external one. What about the relatives? What about the friends? These are the things that we have to decide right now here, according to these two verses, in which part we are. Okay. So let's refer to the signs again and see that what are the signs of friendship here about Satan or Allah. Again, we have to repeat it. If you remember Allah, if you remember the way of Allah, if you remember those people who are in the way of the white one, so it means that your friend is clear here. And if your thinking is toward crime, toward sin, toward unpleasant things that are not in satisfaction with the divine one, so it means that you remember something else. So easily we can check ourselves. We can have a test for ourselves. Remember the word muhasaba and muraqaba? That we can calculate it with each other and that with ourselves, that when we're going to go to bed, we can have it today that, okay, what was my thinking here? And that as I remember my friend, did I remember, let's say, as a general one, the good things, and here specifically the divine one, or it's not the case? Oh, it passed like 24 hours, but even I didn't think one time, one second about, yes, probably I did my prayer, but even in the prayer I didn't remember that, just I did my prayer. And these are not the jokes. We can be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we do our prayer, but when we remember that we did it, when we finish it, We already started. It is the last rak'ah. But here, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And I remember, I did prayer. Even the prayer when we are talking. And is it possible to your friend? I'm not an external one. That you are talking to your friend, but at the same time, you don't pay attention, that you don't remember that this is your friend. No, it's not possible. So it means that we are joking with ourselves sometimes. We can test it, and that The way is not so complicated to say that, okay, I don't know how should I go to that way, how should I find my friend here, that to be. The first criteria as a test for yourself is that, what is your remembrance? Early morning when you wake up, during your life and the day, at noon, afternoon, again at night, following is very usual one again here, and you just simply you know about that we have here in Islamic concepts for following this part, different parts that we have it. We have haram and we have wajib. Very, very simple. It's not to simplify it. It's not to say that, okay, you cannot understand it, I try to simplify it here for you. No, this is a very simple but real and important prescription. When you refer to the drugstore and say, oh God, spiritual one, that what is the way? Just give me, a tranquilizer or a drug that I have a cash call, for example, like that. What is the way? What is the way for improvement here? And this is the very simple way that the Prophet started to say it to us, and it started to write now here. That have you heard about Ayatollah Bahjat? And many, many times it happened that people refer to him. What is the way real to be good? I don't know, maybe he talked according to our knowledge and he answered according to that. But the way that he recommended is that if you really, practically, you want to do it, just don't forget these two things. Haram and wajib. And this is the honest way that we can follow it. If really we are the friends, so these are two very simple way that we can follow it. It's not a complicated way to say that, okay, I have my friend in external one and I know that. How should I do with that? How I should have the treatment here? But when I go to the case of internal one and I'm talking to the Prophet, I'm talking to Allah, so I don't know how should I be good. No, Allah is your friend. Follow. Just follow. What is the following here? Says that, okay, do that, don't do that. Very clear. Yes. Actually, we have three cases that we call it makruh, mustahab, and mubah. Something that I showed here, like by a green one, is that it's okay, you can do it. Sometimes it is mustahab, it's better to do it. And sometimes it's better not to do it. And if he really your friend, if you, for again, let's go to the external one. If a person really your 100% your friend, she says to you that, okay, it's okay, you can do it, but I prefer not to do it. What is your position here? Those people can understand it who experienced the best friend in external one. So because of this, I even prefer and even I recommend to have the friends in external one. Because this friend itself can be a good example for us to experience it in our internal one. Internal one is not touchable. We cannot understand it so easy. But when we have the experience in this external one, easily we can say that, okay, with God also I have to do it the same way. I have to look for that. What is the way of satisfaction? It's not a case to be just calm here. I have to look for that. What is these things that Allah preferred? And that not to recommend. And that say that you have to do it. Even those things that prefer it. And for those things that prefer not to do it. And he should be a very honest friend to say us, because sometimes we have friends and they don't say something to us, but when we do it, they say that, why you did it? But if you have an honest one, so that is the case, that he explained for us everything in detail. that this is the case for your, for example, bedtime, this is the case for when you wake up, and this is for your eating, this is for your listening, this is what, so honest. And you can see it in the life of the Prophet, that he tried to do it in detail for all people, that this is the case, let's do it, this is the case, let's not do it. So we have wajib and haram for the first step, and don't miss it. This is not to say that, okay, I know about the wajib and haram, I learned it even in elementary school, let's have some new things. No, this is the thing that we have to do it at the end, to the end of our life, that we have two ways and the two cases here, and never we can forget it. According to this following, we have 100% modesty here. Actually, again, it's a relative one. You can say that, okay, I started to be so submitted to God, but right now I'm 10%. I have my experience, but I try to increase it day by day. And after that, this is the result of that. And the feature that we have in the external one, that Allah, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. How we can understand it when we are different? Verily, in the remembrance of Allah, of two hearts find rest. Chapter 13:28. Again, practically you can test yourself. If when you remember God, you feel rest, so it means that, yeah, you are in a good level of friendship here. And if you don't feel anything, so you have to correct yourself. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah, the very short part of this verse, it is not the whole part. Yeah, why we don't put like this verse in our room and try to teach ourselves by that. Okay, do I remember? And if I remember, do I feel rest? And I have two verses here. Yeah, somebody missed it, but do you want to write it? This, the Arabic one is Allah, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, and the translation, verily in the remembrance of Allah two hearts find rest. Almost 10 words, yeah? Remembrance of Allah, two hearts find rest. When you are in this case, so this is the sign of your friendship, and those who believe love Allah more ardently. And that there is a relation between our belief and the love and friendship here. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. When you want to know that, are you in a, which level of belief you have, you can try to find your heart that how do you prefer Allah to the others. So when you have belief, you love God. And the good thing for you, this is a good message for you, that the Prophet said, Allah said to the Prophet said to people, if you love Allah, follow me. And Allah will love you. This is not the case to say that, okay, Allah is sitting there, and just he recommended us, he say, that it is a mandate to say that, okay, love me, follow me, love me. No, it's not the case. It says that whenever you follow, if you want to love him, so that if it is the case that honestly you love him, so follow. And when you follow, and this is the case, and that this is the manifestation of love, so Allah will love you. And that this is a two-sided. Actually, I have a question here that sometimes Some people say that, okay, as far as we know, it is a kind of obligation between us and Allah. So that Allah says that, do that, don't do that, like this. There is a big discussion here that how we can combine with this obligation and love that I have to go to some introduction and after that to come that just I just pass it and go to this very interesting verse tradition that I have it here and finish the discussion. That I try just to give the translation. Don't ask me just to stop it and write it down. Maybe after the class you can write it down. That فَمَنْ عَمِلَ بِرِضَايَ أُلْزِمُهُ ثَلَاثَ خِصَالٍ. Whoever do according to my satisfaction, I give him three things. أُعَرِّفُهُ شُكْرًا لَا يُخَالِتُهُ الْجَهْلِ. I show him a thanks, to thank God. Those thanking not to mix by negligence. And that he always feel thankful to God. When you, we do according to the satisfaction of Allah. So I make those people by this who do the satisfaction with Allah, that they are so thankful that they never are negligent to that. But ذِكْرًا لَا يُخَالِطُهُ النِّسْيَانِ. I give them a remembrance that never they forget it and that they don't mix it by forgetfulness. وَمَحَبَّةً. And I give them love and that I put it in their heart. لَا يُؤْثِرُ عَلَى مَحَبَّتِي مَحَبَّةَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. A love that they don't prefer and they don't miss it by the love of the others. When you do according to the satisfaction, this is just following to say that, okay, wajib and haram, if just you do it, I mean you try and you decided to do it, so I give this mahabba. Allah says that I give this love to those people, and at that time they don't prefer the other love and friendship to my friendship. فَإِذَا أَحَبَّنِي. And when the person love me, أَحْبَبْتُهُ, I love him or her. وَحَبَّبْتُهُ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِي. This is an interesting one. That whenever person be my real friend, and that here أَحَبَّنِ means love me, so I make him or her beloved among the people. You know why? By essence we love those people who are in a good way, in a right path. Don't think about those exceptional ways. But usually we have this kind of intimate relation. Why? Because this is the case that Allah gave us. Allah gave that people that حَبَّبْتُهُ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِي, makes them beloved among the people. وَأَفْتَحُ عَيْنَ قَلْبِهِ إِلَىٰ جَلَالِي. And at that time, I make open the eye of the heart to my his heart or her heart to my majesty, that she or he can understand who am I. What is Allah mean that time? And this is the same hadith that I told you, that it says that, okay, at that time I could be his hearing, seeing, and you know, sometimes we do something, say that, oh, I wish I didn't, because we don't want, but sometimes we don't understand why. Just we do it and say that, I wish I didn't. But when we do like that, this is Allah that says that, okay, I come and sit and that in his place or her place, and when he wants or she wants to see, I see. Means that seeing is a divine seeing. I hear. Okay. This is the last question that I have it, and if you have any question. Yes. Let's think right now that who is or best friend, and how we can understand it by the criteria that I'm mentioning. This is right now your turn to think about that. I mean that your, when I said your turn, is that our turn. Everybody, we have to test it and see that in which place we are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.